Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
It'll be mostly cloudy and cool today, maybe 45 degrees, and then maybe 50, up to 55, maybe 60 on Saturday, but back to the 40s on Sunday. COVID-19 cases are up by 341 in the Quad Cities since the beginning of this week, to more than 9,000 since the pandemic began. Another Scott County resident has died, increasing the QC death toll to 143. The positivity rates in both counties are up to 13% in Scott County, 12% in Rock Island County. Iowa continues to set new records for the number of COVID-19 hospitalizations. As Natalie Krebs reports, public health experts are warning it could have catastrophic effects on the state's hospitals.
Hospitalizations continue to spike as Iowa has seen new record highs on most days in the past week. Eli Perencevich is a professor of internal medicine and epidemiology at the University of Iowa. He says healthcare workers are burning out.
The biggest concern is we're going to see more and more deaths as hospitals get overwhelmed. There's evidence that there is a tipping point where hospital staff get overwhelmed. Like, even if you have beds, you don't have enough staff. Staff start getting sick too as we just let the virus spread.
Perencevich says hospitals are also facing significant financial strains from the pandemic. That's because it's expensive to treat COVID-19 patients who can stay for long periods of time, and they've had to limit elective surgeries. I'm Natalie Krebs, Iowa Public Radio News.
The Iowa Department of Public Health reports another 113 patients were admitted in the 24 hours prior to yesterday's report, taking the total to almost 600 people in hospitals due to COVID-19. The 14-county region that includes Scott, Muscatine, and Clinton counties saw 22 more admissions, bringing the net total to 128 patients. Illinois reports almost 2,900 hospitalizations, a one-day increase of 103. Rock Island County is steady at 25. The 20-county Illinois region that includes Rock Island, Henry, Mercer, Knox, and Warren counties now has a positivity rate of 7.7%. Further state-mandated mitigations like closing bars and restaurants to inside drinking and dining kick in if the rate hits 8% or more and stays there for 3 days. Bloomington State Senator Bill Brady is calling for Senate hearings on mitigation rules as positivity rates continue to spike. The Republican minority leader told reporters mitigation efforts threaten to destroy the livelihoods of many bar and restaurant owners. The State Department of Public Health says bars and restaurants are the second most common place identified in contact tracing. Reporters asked Brady what specifics he would like to see in the data that could change guidance.
Show us the data that shows these decisions are sound. We have no reason to believe bars we would admit are different than restaurants and should possibly be treated differently. We'd like to see the contact tracing data that shows the difference between bars and restaurants.
Brady and other Republicans say they hope limiting taverns to table service only will prevent crowding at bars, keeping people safe and businesses open. The positivity rate in Illinois is up to 6.7%. 6,100 new cases were reported yesterday, 51 more deaths. Iowa's positivity rate up to 11.7%. More than 1,800 new cases were reported with 22 more deaths. Governing body for high school sports in Illinois is defying Governor Pritzker's order that winter basketball season be put on hold. Pritzker made the announcement Tuesday, citing a resurgence of COVID-19. But at a board meeting yesterday, the board of the Illinois High School Association voted to continue with basketball season as planned beginning next month. Pritzker warned schools going ahead with basketball season may face legal consequences.
Well, we've told school districts what the rules are, and I think they all know. So, you know, IHSA may have their views of it, but school districts know what the rules are. And I think that, you know, it's unfortunate, but they would be probably taking on legal liability.
The IHSA says it was blindsided by the governor's decision this week, which also applied to hockey and wrestling. The organization moved wrestling to the summer, but ruled that other winter sports can go ahead as scheduled. The IHSA will require masks for players and coaches. The pandemic hits Big Ten football. Wisconsin has canceled Saturday's game at Nebraska after a dozen people in the Badgers program tested positive for COVID-19. Athletic Director Barry Alvarez says only one person tested positive 2 days prior to last week's game against Illinois, but 12 have tested positive since then. It'll be at least fall of 2021 before the Boston Marathon is run again. After canceling this year's race, the Boston Athletic Association hoped to hold the race next April, but now says that is too soon. I'm Jay Pierce.